新增新冠病例已过峰值，他还将在星期四公布重新开放经济的指导意见。特朗普总统星期三在白宫疫情简报会上说，数据表明在全国范围内我们已经度过了新增病例的峰值。总统指出，纽约州的新病例正在下降，丹佛和底特律的新增病例也趋于平稳。他还表示，这些令人鼓舞的进展使我们处于非常有利的地位。我们认为一些州可能会在5月1日前开放。新冠疫情影响了美国的经济，在过去几周内，大约有1680万美国人失去了工作。美国国务院发言人奥特加斯星期三发表声明说，国务卿蓬佩奥今天与中共外事办公室主任杨洁篪通了话。国务卿强调，对抗2019新冠病毒疫情并防范未来的疫情爆发需要全面透明和信息分享。他表示，美国人民1月份向中国人民提供了援助，并将继续提供援助。我们认为中国加快医疗物资出口以满足美国的关键需要，这一点十分重要。双方确认致力于击败2019新冠病毒疫情，恢复全球的健康与繁荣。中国官方媒体说，杨洁篪在通话中说，自3月27日中国国家主席习近平与美国总统特朗普通话以来，中美双方按照两国元首的重要共识，就抗疫问题保持了密切沟通，并说下一步中方愿继续同美方分享疫情防控信息和经验，开展抗疫合作，同时推动落实20国集团领导人应对新冠疫情特别峰会各项共识，保障全球供应链稳定，促进全球经济金融稳定。蓬佩奥随后在推特上说，我就新冠病毒疫情与杨洁篪主任讨论了美中援助及国际合作问题，我强调充分透明和信息共享在这场战斗中的重要性，我们将继续共同努力战胜这一全球疾病大流行，恢复全球健康和繁荣。美国福克斯新闻根据多位消息人士的信息报道说，新冠病毒来自武汉一家实验室。特朗普总统说，美国政府正在进行调查。福克斯新闻星期三的报道说，病毒试验不是中国生物武器项目，而是中国的科研努力一部分，目的是要证明中国在识别和抗击病毒方面并不比美国差。报道说，这些消息人士听到过有关中国政府在早期采取的行动的简报，并看到了相关材料。报道说，这些材料详细说明了实验室医生的早期努力和早期的控制努力。消息人士对福克斯新闻说，中国政府曾说源头是华南海鲜市场，也就是西方所说的失货市场，后来又宣传说病毒源头可能是美国和意大利，这都是为了转移视线。福克斯新闻援引一位消息人士的话说，这可能是历来代价最大的政府掩盖行动。报道说，这些消息人士相信病毒是由蝙蝠传给人的，零号患者在实验室工作，后来接触了武汉社会人群。比尔及梅琳达·盖茨基金会周三表示，将追加1.5亿美元抗击新型冠状病毒疫情，同时也呼吁全球团结起来，公平地展开抗击疫情的活动。该基金会目前承诺的捐款总额超过2.5亿美元，这笔新的资金将用于开发病毒诊断试剂、治疗方法及疫苗，也将协助非洲、南亚地区的中低收入国家加强医疗体系，并减轻疫情带来的社会及经济冲击。比尔·盖茨强调，疫情无国界，全世界必须明白，只要疫情还在世界某个地方继续传播，我们就不能松懈。对抗这次疫情需要的是空前的国际合作与资金。截至发稿为止，新冠病毒疫情已造成全球确诊病例超过206万例，至少13万人死亡。台湾外交部再次呼吁世界卫生组织尽速与台湾政府直接研商，就邀请台湾以观察员身份出席今年的世界卫生大会做出适当可行的安排。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 4. This program focuses on arranging meeting times.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面第四部分，重点讲解约时间见面的用语。
Interview
电话访谈，这一节是 Elizabeth 同先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生的电话访谈。我们先来熟悉两个词句。
To arrange a meeting
安排见面。
To arrange a meeting. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
我们安排在第二天，也就是6月11号星期二见面。现在请听这次访谈。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Mr. Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein is calling from his office at Advanced Technologies. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we listened to the first part of your conversation with Mr. Blake.
That's right. Mr. Blake called me from his hotel room after he arrived in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. He wanted to arrange a meeting with me.
And you agreed to meet him.
That's right. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
What else did you want to accomplish in this phone call?
I also wanted to set up a meeting for him with my boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
Yes, we're going to listen to that part of the conversation today.
Good.
Now let's listen. On today's program, I'll be talking with Mr. Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein is calling from his office at Advanced Technologies. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we listened to the first part of your conversation with Mr. Blake.
That's right. Mr. Blake called me from his hotel room after he arrived in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. He wanted to arrange a meeting with me.
And you agreed to meet him.
That's right. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
What else did you want to accomplish in this phone call?
I also wanted to set up a meeting for him with my boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
Yes, we're going to listen to that part of the conversation today.
Good.
Now let's listen.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
Let's listen in to the second part of the conversation between Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein.
这一节请大家再听一段对话。是 Epstein 先生同国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生的电话谈话。今天我们来听这次谈话的第二部分。谈话中会用到这样一些词句。
An appointment.
一次约见。
An appointment. I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
我们能不能约时间再面谈一次，比如说星期三。请注意。这里的 say 是副词，意思是大约，譬如。
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Great. Just one other thing. I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham.She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay. If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
Okay, very good.
Epstein 先生向 Blake 先生建议星期三和他们的公司副总裁 Graham 女士见面。那么 Blake 先生星期三有事吗？我们再听一遍。
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Great. Just one other thing. I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham. She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say, Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay. If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
Okay, very good. I have no plans on Wednesday.
意思是我星期三没有其他计划，或者说我星期三有空。Epstein 先生回答说
If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
你如果在星期三午饭这段时间不安排活动的话，我就可以和 Graham 女士最后确定这次会面。这句话里的 finalize 是最后落实、确定的意思。Finalize 这个词是这样拼的 F-I-N-A-L-I-Z-E
Variations
词句变换
Listen to these variations
请大家听老师示范做一些词句代换的句子
I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents
I would like you to meet one of our vice presidents.
She's the manager of the project.
She's in charge of the project.
I have no plans on Wednesday.
I'm free on Wednesday.
I'd like to meet her.
I'm looking forward to meeting her. Interview.
接下来请大家继续听 Elizabeth 同 Epstein 先生的访谈。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. Was it important for you to arrange these meetings with Mr. Blake?
Yes, it was. I knew that Mr. Blake's company manufactured high-quality industrial robots, and I believed that we should purchase these robots for our new factory. But I knew that my boss, Shirley Graham, wasn't sure. So I wanted to meet with Mr. Blake on Tuesday by myself before he met with Ms. Graham.I wanted to make sure that we were both prepared for the meeting on Wednesday.
I see. Thank you again for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Why do you say arrange Blake 先生和 Graham 女士见面很重要呢？我们再听听 Epstein 先生的解释。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake.Was it important for you to arrange these meetings with Mr. Blake?
Yes, it was. I knew that Mr. Blake's company manufactured high-quality industrial robots, and I believed that we should purchase these robots for our new factory. But I knew that my boss, Shirley Graham, wasn't sure. So I wanted to meet with Mr. Blake on Tuesday by myself before he met with Ms. Graham. I wanted to make sure that we were both prepared for the meeting on Wednesday.
I see. Thank you again for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions.
问答练习。这一节请听众根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。
Listen to the question.
先请听 Elizabeth 提问。
Who is the manager of the project that Mr. Epstein is working on?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再重新听一遍前面已经听过的这段对话，然后回答 Elizabeth 提问。
I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham. She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say, Wednesday.
Who is the manager of the project that Mr. Epstein is working on?Ms. Shirley Graham is the manager of the project.
Listen to the question.
下面请听第二个问题。
What day and time does Mr. Epstein suggest for the meeting with Ms. Graham?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再重新听一遍前面已经听过的这段对话，然后回答 Elizabeth 提问。
She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay, if you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
What day and time does Mr. Epstein suggest for the meeting with Ms. Graham? He suggests that they meet at lunchtime on Wednesday.
Culture Tips
文化点滴这一节要讲如果你不接受对方提出的约见时间应该怎样向对方提出你的建议
An alternative
第二选择替换
An alternative I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3.
对不起,我三点以前没空。Until 的意思是直到。
Until after 3.
的意思是直到三点过后才什么什么。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about arranging meetings. The question is, if someone suggests a meeting time that is not good for me, what should I do?
That's a very good question. Rejecting a time can be a little difficult.
What should you do?
Well, first, if you're going to reject a time, you should give a reason. That means that you need to say why you can't meet.
I see.
For example, you could say,I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Is it okay to be vague, to say, I'm sorry, but I'm busy at that time?
Good question. Yes, it's okay to be vague, but be sure to include an apology. I'm sorry, but... For example, you can say, I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3. The second thing that you have to do is to propose an alternative.
You mean to suggest another time?
Yes, exactly. For example, after rejecting Monday, you could say, But I'm free all day on Tuesday. Or you could say, Would it be possible for us to meet on Tuesday? If you continue like that, you will soon find a time that is good for you both.
Thanks, Gary. I'm sure that our listeners will be much better at making appointments.
My pleasure.
如果对方提出的时间对你不合适，你在表示拒绝时首先要道歉，然后提出你的建议。我们再听一遍这段对话，注意怎样回绝别人的提议，怎样给对方提供另一种选择。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about arranging meetings. The question is, if someone suggests a meeting time that is not good for me, what should I do?
That's a very good question. Rejecting a time can be a little difficult.
What should you do?
Well, first, if you're going to reject a time, you should give a reason. That means that you need to say why you can't meet.
I see.
For example, you could say,I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Is it okay to be vague, to say, I'm sorry, but I'm busy at that time?
Good question. Yes, it's okay to be vague, but be sure to include an apology. I'm sorry, but... For example, you can say, I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3. The second thing that you have to do is to propose an alternative.
You mean to suggest another time?
Yes, exactly. For example, after rejecting Monday, you could say, But I'm free all day on Tuesday. Or you could say, Would it be possible for us to meet on Tuesday? If you continue like that, you will soon find a time that is good for you both.
Thanks, Gary. I'm sure that our listeners will be much better at making appointments.
My pleasure.
Listen to these short conversations. Why can't the person meet at the suggested time?
接下来请大家注意听三段简短的对话，然后给出理由，为什么这位女士不能在那位先生提议的时间和他会面。
Can we meet at 3 o'clock on Thursday?
I'm sorry, but I have meetings all afternoon.
She has meetings in the afternoon.
Can we meet at noon on Tuesday?
Tuesday isn't good for me. I'll be out of town.
She'll be out of town.
Can we meet at 10 a.m. on Wednesday?
I have a doctor's appointment Wednesday morning.Can we meet in the afternoon?
She has a doctor's appointment.
Business dialogue.
商务对话。Mary 给 Sarah 打电话，问她有没有空参加生产会议。我们先来熟悉几句话。
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
你明天下午三点有空参加生产会议吗
?Why don't we try for 11:30?
十一点半怎么样
?Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Mary is calling Sarah to see if she's available for a production meeting.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
Okay, I'll check with the others and get back to you.
Okay, great.
Mary 和 Sarah 都同意在11点半开会。那么别的人呢？Mary 说
I'll check with the others and get back to you.
意思是我要问问其他人的意见，然后再打电话给你。下面我们再听听这段商务对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Mary is calling Sarah to see if she's available for a production meeting.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary.Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
Okay, I'll check with the others and get back to you.
Okay, great.
Focus on functions.Suggesting alternatives.
语言功能
Now let's focus on suggesting alternatives.
今天练习用什么语言来建议改变对方提议做某件事的时间
Listen carefully.
下面请大家仔细听老师说的每句话，并且跟着重复。
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting? No, sorry.I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示。今天 Gary 要谈在商务交往中用什么样的语言同对方商量见面的时间。我们先来熟悉几个有关的词句。
A negotiation.
谈判，商量。
A negotiation.
这个词的拼法是 N-E-G-O-T-I-A-T-I-O-N.
To apologize.
道歉。
To apologize.I'm sorry, but I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. This is an example of an apology.
很抱歉，我三点钟约好了和 Thompson 先生碰头。这是一个道歉的例子。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look closely at the language of the business dialogue. We'll see how Mary and Sarah negotiate a meeting time. Mary is trying to schedule a production meeting. She checks to see if Sarah is free at 3 tomorrow. But Sarah is busy. Let's listen.
Hello, Sarah.
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Sarah apologizes and explains why she can't meet at 3 o'clock. She then suggests another meeting time. Let's listen.
Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
Could we make it is a useful way to suggest a new meeting time. Unfortunately, Mary is not available at this time. So she suggests another time, using the expression, why don't we?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
The new time is good for both Sarah and Mary. Finding a good meeting time is a kind of negotiation. You have to find a time that's good for both of you. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
用什么方式建议和别人会面的时间是很重要的，尤其是当你要回绝别人的提议，提出你自己的时间。首先要表示道歉，解释原因，然后用
Could we make it? Why don't we?
这样的句子提出你的意见。我们再听听 Gary 的解释。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look closely at the language of the business dialogue. We'll see how Mary and Sarah negotiate a meeting time.Mary is trying to schedule a production meeting. She checks to see if Sarah is free at 3 tomorrow. But Sarah is busy. Let's listen.
Hello, Sarah.
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Sarah apologizes and explains why she can't meet at 3 o'clock.She then suggests another meeting time. Let's listen.
Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
Could we make it is a useful way to suggest a new meeting time. Unfortunately, Mary is not available at this time. So she suggests another time, using the expression, why don't we?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
The new time is good for both Sarah and Mary. Finding a good meeting time is a kind of negotiation. You have to find a time that's good for both of you. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Goeting.今天我们重点讲解了约时间见面的用语，以及表示道歉并且提出其他的建议。今天我们学习了这样一些句子。
I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday. I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
各位听众， 美国总统特朗普称美国的新增新冠病例已过峰值，他还将在星期四公布重新开放经济的指导意见。特朗普总统星期三在白宫疫情简报会上说，数据表明在全国范围内我们已经度过了新增病例的峰值。总统指出，纽约州的新病例正在下降，丹佛和底特律的新增病例也趋于平稳。他还表示，这些令人鼓舞的进展使我们处于非常有利的地位，我们认为一些州可能会在5月1日前开放。新冠疫情影响了美国的经济，在过去几周内大约有1680万美国人失去了工作。美国国务院发言人奥特加斯星期三发表声明说，国务卿蓬佩奥今天与中共外事办公室主任杨洁篪通了话。国务卿强调，对抗2019新冠病毒疫情并防范未来的疫情爆发需要全面透明和信息分享。他表示，美国人民一月份向中国人民提供了援助，并将继续提供援助。我们认为中国加快医疗物资出口以满足美国的关键需要，这一点十分重要。双方确认致力于击败2019新冠病毒疫情，恢复全球的健康与繁荣。中国官方媒体说，杨洁篪在通话中说，自3月27日中国国家主席习近平与美国总统特朗普通话以来，中美双方按照两国元首的重要共识，就抗疫问题保持了密切沟通，并说下一步中方愿继续同美方分享疫情防控信息和经验，开展抗疫合作，同时推动落实20国集团领导人应对新冠疫情特别峰会各项共识，保障全球供应链稳定，促进全球经济金融稳定。蓬佩奥随后在推特上说，我就新冠病毒疫情与杨洁篪主任讨论了美中援助及国际合作问题，我强调充分透明和信息共享在这场战斗中的重要性，我们将继续共同努力战胜这一全球疾病大流行，恢复全球健康和繁荣。美国福克斯新闻根据多位消息人士的信息报道说，新冠病毒来自武汉一家实验室，特朗普总统说美国政府正在进行调查。福克斯新闻星期三的报道说，病毒试验不是中国生物武器项目，而是中国的科研努力一部分，目的是要证明中国在识别和抗击病毒方面并不比美国差。报道说，这些消息人士听到过有关中国政府在早期采取的行动的简报，并看到了相关材料。报道说，这些材料详细说明了实验室医生的早期努力和早期的控制努力。消息人士对福克斯新闻说，中国政府曾说源头是华南海鲜市场，也就是西方所说的失货市场，后来又宣传说病毒源头可能是美国和意大利，这都是为了转移视线。福克斯新闻援引一位消息人士的话说，这可能是历来代价最大的政府掩盖行动。报道说，这些消息人士相信病毒是由蝙蝠传给人的，零号患者在实验室工作，后来接触了武汉社会人群。比尔及梅琳达·盖茨基金会周三表示，将追加1.5亿美元抗击新型冠状病毒疫情，同时也呼吁全球团结起来，公平地展开抗击疫情的活动。该基金会目前承诺的捐款总额超过2.5亿美元，这笔新的资金将用于开发病毒诊断试剂、治疗方法及疫苗，也将协助非洲、南亚地区的中低收入国家加强医疗体系，并减轻疫情带来的社会及经济冲击。比尔·盖茨强调，疫情无国界，全世界必须明白，只要疫情还在世界某个地方继续传播，我们就不能松懈。对抗这次疫情需要的是空前的国际合作与资金。截至发稿为止，新冠病毒疫情已造成全球确诊病例超过206万例，至少13万人死亡。台湾外交部再次呼吁世界卫生组织尽速与台湾政府直接研商，就邀请台湾以观察员身份出席今年的世界卫生大会，做出适当可行的安排。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 4. This program focuses on arranging meeting times.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面第四部分，重点讲解约时间见面的用语。
Interview.
电话访谈。这一节是 Elizabeth 同先锋技术公司的 Michael Epstein 先生的电话访谈。我们先来熟悉两个词句。
To arrange a meeting.
安排见面。
To arrange a meeting. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
我们安排在第二天，也就是六月十一号星期二见面。现在请听这次访谈。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Mr. Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein is calling from his office at Advanced Technologies. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we listened to the first part of your conversation with Mr. Blake.
That's right. Mr. Blake called me from his hotel room after he arrived in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. He wanted to arrange a meeting with me.
And you agreed to meet him?
That's right. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
What else did you want to accomplish in this phone call?
I also wanted to set up a meeting for him with my boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
Yes, we're going to listen to that part of the conversation today.
Good.
Now let's listen. On today's program, I'll be talking with Mr. Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein is calling from his office at Advanced Technologies. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we listened to the first part of your conversation with Mr. Blake.
That's right. Mr. Blake called me from his hotel room after he arrived in San Francisco on Monday, June 10th. He wanted to arrange a meeting with me.
And you agreed to meet him?
That's right. We arranged to meet the following day, Tuesday, June 11th.
What else did you want to accomplish in this phone call?
I also wanted to set up a meeting for him with my boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
Yes, we're going to listen to that part of the conversation today.
Good.
Now let's listen.
Dialogue.
对话录音。
Let's listen in to the second part of the conversation between Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein.
这一节请大家再听一段对话，是Epstein 先生同国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生的电话谈话。今天我们来听这次谈话的第二部分。谈话中会用到这样一些词句。
An appointment.
一次约见。
An appointment. I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
我们能不能约时间再面谈一次，比如说星期三。请注意，这里的 say 是副词，意思是大约，譬如。
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Great. Just one other thing. I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham.She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay. If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
Okay, very good.
Epstein 先生向 Blake 先生建议星期三和他们的公司副总裁 Graham 女士见面。那么 Blake 先生星期三有事吗？我们再听一遍。
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Great. Just one other thing. I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham. She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say, Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay. If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
Okay, very good. I have no plans on Wednesday.
意思是我星期三没有其他计划，或者说我星期三有空。Epstein 先生回答说
If you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
你如果在星期三午饭这段时间不安排活动的话，我就可以和 Graham 女士最后确定这次会面。这句话里的 finalize 是最后落实、确定的意思。Finalize 这个词是这样拼的 F-I-N-A-L-I-Z-E
Variations
词句变换
Listen to these variations
请大家听老师示范做一些词句代换的句子
I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents.
I would like you to meet one of our vice presidents.
She's the manager of the project.
She's in charge of the project.
I have no plans on Wednesday.
I'm free on Wednesday.
I'd like to meet her.
I'm looking forward to meeting her. Interview.
接下来请大家继续听 Elizabeth 同 Epstein 先生的访谈。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake. Was it important for you to arrange these meetings with Mr. Blake?
Yes, it was. I knew that Mr. Blake's company manufactured high-quality industrial robots, and I believed that we should purchase these robots for our new factory. But I knew that my boss, Shirley Graham, wasn't sure. So I wanted to meet with Mr. Blake on Tuesday by myself before he met with Ms. Graham.I wanted to make sure that we were both prepared for the meeting on Wednesday.
I see. Thank you again for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Why do you say that Blake 先生和 Graham 女士见面很重要呢？我们再听听 Epstein 先生的解释。
Mr. Epstein, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Blake.Was it important for you to arrange these meetings with Mr. Blake?
Yes, it was. I knew that Mr. Blake's company manufactured high-quality industrial robots, and I believed that we should purchase these robots for our new factory. But I knew that my boss, Shirley Graham, wasn't sure. So I wanted to meet with Mr. Blake on Tuesday by myself before he met with Ms. Graham. I wanted to make sure that we were both prepared for the meeting on Wednesday.
I see. Thank you again for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions.
问答练习。这一节请听众根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。
Listen to the question.
先请听 Elizabeth 提问。
Who is the manager of the project that Mr. Epstein is working on?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再重新听一遍前面已经听过的这段对话，然后回答 Elizabeth 提问。
I would like to introduce you to one of our vice presidents, Ms. Shirley Graham. She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say, Wednesday.
Who is the manager of the project that Mr. Epstein is working on?Ms. Shirley Graham is the manager of the project.
Listen to the question.
下面请听第二个问题。
What day and time does Mr. Epstein suggest for the meeting with Ms. Graham?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再重新听一遍前面已经听过的这段对话，然后回答 Elizabeth 提问。
She's the manager of the project that I'm working on, and I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday.
I have no plans on Wednesday, and I would like to meet her.
Okay, if you could keep your schedule free around lunchtime on Wednesday, and then I'll finalize that appointment with her.
What day and time does Mr. Epstein suggest for the meeting with Ms. Graham? He suggests that they meet at lunchtime on Wednesday.
Culture Tips
文化点滴这一节要讲如果你不接受对方提出的约见时间应该怎样向对方提出你的建议
An alternative
第二选择替换
An alternative I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3.
对不起,我三点以前没空。Until 的意思是直到。
Until after 3.
的意思是直到三点过后才什么什么。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about arranging meetings. The question is, if someone suggests a meeting time that is not good for me, what should I do?
That's a very good question. Rejecting a time can be a little difficult.
What should you do?
Well, first, if you're going to reject a time, you should give a reason. That means that you need to say why you can't meet.
I see.
For example, you could say,I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Is it okay to be vague, to say, I'm sorry, but I'm busy at that time?
Good question. Yes, it's okay to be vague, but be sure to include an apology. I'm sorry, but. For example, you can say, I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3. The second thing that you have to do is to propose an alternative.
You mean to suggest another time?
Yes, exactly. For example, after rejecting Monday, you could say, But I'm free all day on Tuesday. Or you could say, Would it be possible for us to meet on Tuesday? If you continue like that, you will soon find a time that is good for you both.
Thanks, Gary. I'm sure that our listeners will be much better at making appointments.
My pleasure.
如果对方提出的时间对你不合适，你在表示拒绝时首先要道歉，然后提出你的建议。我们再听一遍这段对话，注意怎样回绝别人的提议，怎样给对方提供另一种选择。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about arranging meetings. The question is, if someone suggests a meeting time that is not good for me, what should I do?
That's a very good question. Rejecting a time can be a little difficult.
What should you do?
Well, first, if you're going to reject a time, you should give a reason. That means that you need to say why you can't meet.
I see.
For example, you could say,I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Is it okay to be vague, to say, I'm sorry, but I'm busy at that time?
Good question. Yes, it's okay to be vague, but be sure to include an apology. I'm sorry, but. For example, you can say, I'm sorry, but I'm not free until after 3. The second thing that you have to do is to propose an alternative.
You mean to suggest another time?
Yes, exactly. For example, after rejecting Monday, you could say, But I'm free all day on Tuesday. Or you could say, Would it be possible for us to meet on Tuesday? If you continue like that, you will soon find a time that is good for you both.
Thanks, Gary. I'm sure that our listeners will be much better at making appointments.
My pleasure.
Listen to these short conversations. Why can't the person meet at the suggested time?
接下来请大家注意听三段简短的对话，然后给出理由，为什么这位女士不能在那位先生提议的时间和他会面。
Can we meet at 3 o'clock on Thursday?
I'm sorry, but I have meetings all afternoon.
She has meetings in the afternoon.
Can we meet at noon on Tuesday?
Tuesday isn't good for me. I'll be out of town.
She'll be out of town.
Can we meet at 10 a.m. on Wednesday?
I have a doctor's appointment Wednesday morning. Can we meet in the afternoon?
She has a doctor's appointment.
Business dialogue.
商务对话。 Mary 给 Sarah 打电话，问她有没有空参加生产会议。我们先来熟悉几句话。
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
你明天下午3点有空参加生产会议吗？
Why don't we try for 11:30?
11:30怎么样？
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Mary is calling Sarah to see if she's available for a production meeting.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
Okay, I'll check with the others and get back to you.
Okay, great.
Mary 和 Sarah 都同意在11:30开会。那么别的人呢？ Mary 说
I'll check with the others and get back to you.
意思是我要问问其他人的意见，然后再打电话给你。下面我们再听听这段商务对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Mary is calling Sarah to see if she's available for a production meeting.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
Okay, I'll check with the others and get back to you.
Okay, great.
Focus on functions. Suggesting alternatives.
语言功能。
Now let's focus on suggesting alternatives.
今天练习用什么语言来建议改变对方提议做某件事的时间。
Listen carefully.
下面请大家仔细听老师说的每句话，并且跟着重复。
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting? No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. Could we make it earlier in the day? I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示，今天 Gary 要谈在商务交往中用什么样的语言同对方商量见面的时间。我们先来熟悉几个有关的词句。
A negotiation.
谈判，商量。
A negotiation.
这个词的拼法是 negotiation.
To apologize.
道歉。
To apologize. I'm sorry, but I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson. This is an example of an apology.
很抱歉，我3点约好了和 Thompson 先生碰头。这是一个道歉的例子。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look closely at the language of the business dialogue. We'll see how Mary and Sarah negotiate a meeting time. Mary is trying to schedule a production meeting. She checks to see if Sarah is free at 3 tomorrow. But Sarah is busy. Let's listen.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Sarah apologizes and explains why she can't meet at 3 o'clock. She then suggests another meeting time. Let's listen.
Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
Could we make it is a useful way to suggest a new meeting time. Unfortunately, Mary is not available at this time. So she suggests another time, using the expression, why don't we?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
The new time is good for both Sarah and Mary. Finding a good meeting time is a kind of negotiation. You have to find a time that's good for both of you. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
用什么方式建议和别人会面的时间是很重要的，尤其是当你要回绝别人的提议，提出你自己的时间。首先要表示道歉，解释原因，然后用
Could we make it? Why don't we?
这样的句子提出你的意见。我们再听听Gary 的解释。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look closely at the language of the business dialogue. We'll see how Mary and Sarah negotiate a meeting time. Mary is trying to schedule a production meeting. She checks to see if Sarah is free at 3 tomorrow. But Sarah is busy. Let's listen.
Hello, Sarah?
Yes?
This is Mary. Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Sarah apologizes and explains why she can't meet at 3 o'clock. She then suggests another meeting time. Let's listen.
Could we make it earlier in the day? How about 10 o'clock or 10:30?
Could we make it is a useful way to suggest a new meeting time. Unfortunately, Mary is not available at this time. So she suggests another time, using the expression, why don't we?
I'm busy until 11 o'clock. Why don't we try for 11:30?
That's good for me.
The new time is good for both Sarah and Mary. Finding a good meeting time is a kind of negotiation. You have to find a time that's good for both of you. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary 听众，今天我们重点讲解了约时间见面的用语，以及表示道歉，并且提出其他的建议。今天我们学习了这样一些句子。
I was wondering if we could get together again, say Wednesday. I'm sorry, but I can't meet you on Monday because I'll be in New York.
Are you free at 3 tomorrow for a production meeting?
No, sorry. I'm meeting at 3 with Mr. Thompson.
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。